Hello, hello, hello. This is Nat King Cole.
This is Ann Wilson of Heart.
Hello, Billy Corgan, Smashing Pumpkins. Happy Christmas.
Hey, I'm Taylor from The Pretty Reckless.
This is Phil Jensen. You're listening to The Sounds of Christmas
podcast.
Hi, I'm Kent Kessler, and welcome to The Sounds of Christmas podcast. If you're new to this podcast, I want to start by saying thanks for joining us. If you're not new, welcome back. Either way, I'm glad you're here. Now, to avoid any confusion, I want to start off by saying there won't be any music played here. This is a place for conversation. I'll talk about Christmas music and some related topics, sometimes by myself and sometimes with guests. If you're looking for music, just go to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. We play the best variety of Christmas music all year long. Well, except in October, when we play the best variety of Halloween music. I hope you've been enjoying our special programming for Christmas in July. If you missed it, starting on the 1st of July, we've been playing the Sounds of Christmas from A to Z, almost every song in our library in alphabetical order by song title, going from Faith Hill's A Baby Changes Everything to Zydeco Christmas by C.J. Chenier and the Red Hot Louisiana Band, and we'll get to that one sometime on Wednesday. When I did this the first time, I had thought about replaying the whole thing, but then I realized that there were lots of artists that didn't get played as they had only recorded cover versions of Christmas songs. For example, The Alarm and The Corrs both did great versions of Happy Christmas, War is Over, but the version I played was, of course, the original by John Lennon. As far as I know, The Alarm didn't record any other Christmas songs, and the only other one I know of from The Corrs was their version of O Holy Night. So neither of those groups were played during the Sounds of Christmas from A to Z, but I would be able to play them if I shifted the focus from the songs to the artists. As soon as Zydeco Christmas finishes, we'll begin the Sounds of Christmas from A to Z Part 2, the Artist Edition. We'll be digging into our library once again, and this time it will be alphabetical by the singer or band who recorded the song. As with the first one, I'm skipping all the Halloween and Thanksgiving songs, along with the Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, and New Year's songs, and this will be alphabetical by the first letter of the artist or band's name. Like the first A to Z, I simply put our library into a Google spreadsheet and sorted it alphabetically by artist. And for artists whose name began with a number, I just spelled out the number. So we'll get to Three Doors Down when we get into the T's. Now, lots of artists have recorded lots of Christmas songs, so I'll be picking one song for each of them to kind of represent them. In some cases, that will be pretty easy. In others, it's a lot more difficult. For example, I'm still not sure what I'll pick for Frank Sinatra, or Chicago, or Michael Bublé, among many, many others. Duets will be treated differently, so some artists may actually appear several times. For example, Bing Crosby recorded songs with the Andrews Sisters, Ella Fitzgerald, Frank Sinatra, Peggy Lee, and David Bowie, among others. Maybe it's cheating, but I'll be including all of those. And I'll do that with other artists, too, most of the time. Some artists recorded a lot of duets, and I may not include all of those. Dave Koz and Jim Brickman leap to mind, and I mean no offense, but if I played all of their duets, trios, etc., each would last well over an hour. There aren't really any hard and fast rules with this. At best, these are all just guidelines. I just hope you enjoy listening. You'll be sure to hear lots of your favorites alongside singers and bands you may never have heard of. That's kind of what the Sounds of Christmas is all about, really. So later this week, right after C.J. Chenier and the Red Hot Louisiana Band Zydeco Christmas, you'll hear from a boy band Christmas as we kick off the Sounds of Christmas from A to Z Part 2, the Artist Edition, which will continue until we get to Zooey Deschanel. I'm still putting this together, so I don't really have any idea of how long this will go. In some ways, it should be a lot longer, since some artists only released one song, and that was a cover song that I didn't use in the first A to Z. I mean, the Eagles did a great cover of Please Come Home for Christmas, but I played the original by Charles Brown. I'll get to play both in this next A to Z, and I'll even get to play the special version that I have from Don Henley, which he recorded on the Howard Stern Show. This also means that once in a while, you may hear the same song repeated, first by one artist, then by another. Not necessarily back-to-back, though that does happen a couple times. So you'll occasionally hear the same song repeated closer together than usual. Typically, on the Sounds of Christmas, I separate artists and individual songs so you don't hear some of the same stuff over and over. Usually, there's an hour or two between them, so if I play Jingle Bell Rock, you won't hear another version for a while. That won't be the case with the artist edition of the Sounds of Christmas from A to Z. The only way I'd be able to do that is if I eliminated some of the artists entirely, which would just give you basically the first version of the A to Z event, just in a different order. This way, you'll get to hear from as many artists as possible, almost every artist in our library. That's why sometime on the first or second day, you'll hear three versions of Last Christmas all in the same hour, along with two versions of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Anyway, you and I will probably find out together just how long this one will last. And I want to mention, I say almost every artist in our library because I may have made some mistakes. Like the first A to Z, this is always a much bigger undertaking than I originally thought it would be. So some artists might come up in the wrong place, some might play more than once, and some might not show up at all. None of that is on purpose, just human error. My apologies in advance if there's an artist you wanted to hear and for some reason they don't show up. I also get that you may not agree with the choices I make as far as which song gets picked to represent a particular artist. In most cases, I pick the more obvious choice, but a couple times I shook things up a little to pick something you might not expect. I know that this isn't for everybody. When some people listen to Christmas music, they want White Christmas by Bing Crosby. They want The Christmas Song from Nat King Cole. Others want All I Want for Christmas Is You from Mariah Carey or Underneath the Tree from Kelly Clarkson. And while all of those songs will appear, some more than once, in the Sounds of Christmas from A to Z Part 2, you may not get to hear them as often as you would like. In fact, right now, I'm still putting it all together, but I could tell you that I don't think we'll get to Bing Crosby until Thursday or maybe Friday, and I couldn't even guess how long it will take to get to Mariah. But if you love Christmas music, all kinds of Christmas music, you'll get a real taste of what I mean when I say the Sounds of Christmas plays the best variety of Christmas music. You'll hear from lots of singers and bands that you may never have heard before, and you'll probably hear a lot of songs you've never heard before either, but I think you're going to like it. At least I hope you do. Once again, I'll send periodic updates through social media to let you know where we are as the month of July continues to roll along. The Sounds of Christmas is on Facebook, Instagram, Threads, and Blue Sky, though we're mostly active on Facebook and Instagram. Anyway, despite all the caveats and possible mistakes, I hope the whole thing is fun and that if you do tune in, you like what you hear. Thanks so much for listening, helping me share some Christmas spirit, and for continuing to support the Sounds of Christmas station and podcast. I already told you how to listen to the station, and you're listening to the podcast now, so my work here is just about done. All of our episodes are available on the Sounds of Christmas website. Just click the podcast tab. And we also have a Linktree page that lists most, if not all, of the sites that stream the Sounds of Christmas podcast. And I'll put a link to that down in the show notes, too, so you can click on that, find your favorite, click on over, and subscribe. And that way, you'll never miss another episode. If you have comments or suggestions on this episode, previous episodes, or the Sounds of Christmas station, feel free to reach out to me on social media or through the website. Thanks again, and may you always believe in Santa Claus.